7:05, no sign from Alan yet.
Okay.
But we'll call the regular meeting of the Bolton Conservation Commission to order. Monthly meeting for the month of May, 2026. And in attendance is Matt Rivers, Caitlin King, Rod Parley, and future member Chris Vandenberg, along with Brenda Cataldo on Zoom. Great. All right, so everybody has a copy of the agenda, or do you want to bring it up on the screen? Brenda, do you need
Yep.
it?
Yep.
Yes, bring it up on the screen.
Bring it up.
Okay. You got it. How's that? Can you see it?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right. Hold on a second. Share. How about now?
It's coming. And
Yes.
yep, got it.
Great. Okay. Great. So we did the roll call, and now we'll go on to 2.0, a minutes review of the April 6th, 2026 regular meeting, which was by Zoom only. And everybody has minutes with them. That was done by Brenda Cataldo, who's also scribing the minutes again this evening. And Brenda, I am assuming you already sent in that W-4 form. Have you gotten paid yet?
Oh.
Not yet.
Do you have a copy of it still?
The copy of the
Of
form?
the four form? Yeah.
No, she sent it though to you. I thought that she.
Always text her back again and or whatever.
If you look on your email, it was from probably from Sue Ellen.
Yeah, no, I have it. I'll look it up on my computer because when I look it up on the phone, it doesn't show the attachment anymore. So it'll probably be on my computer though.
Yeah, or it might have been from Kathy, one of the
Yep.
two.
Yep. Okay.
Big Ten, but it's no place to be doing about. We need to get her inside. It's imperative that I quickly get her into a clean spot and do this exam and see if there's another fit.
Great, so we're digesting the minutes.
How
Look.
is the workshop? I would listen. Thanks.
Oh, okay. We're going to talk about that, but right now we're just approving what was in the minutes. Yep, it wasn't great. It wasn't a good turnout. It got cold, and it was a very low turnout. And I think our outreach. We can talk about our outreach. I think it's shifting. Our target audience is shifting. So we can talk about that. But how did the minutes look?
Well, I reviewed. I did a review before, a couple of days ago, and looked like it was all in order for me.
All right. I assume that's a motion to approve.
I will move to approve the minutes as submitted.
Is there a second? A second by Caitlin. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion's carried. Great. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Brenda, especially
Yep.
Brenda. Thank you. Very nice. And so Brenda actually has some assistance. The AI companion through Zoom is helping her tremendously. So that works great. All right. So next is public comment, and I don't see anybody here on behalf of the public. So we'll move on to financial report.
PJ.
Go ahead, Brenda.
PJ's a member of the public. He just said hello.
Ah, PJ. PJ is what kind of a bird is he again?
He's a Gen Day Conyer, and I'm sorry, he's like right next to where I'm working. Ugh.
Can I just yell at him? PJ.
PJ, that's enough. I'm gonna put a blanket on your cage.
He's pretty quiet. I don't hear him at all. So anyway, it's nice to have him joining us. That's great.
Yeah.
So 4.0 is financial report. So I have the financial report. If anybody has any questions about any of the specific funds that we have, like conservation activity fund, looks pretty healthy, $6,029.58. Actually, I need that back. The rest of the funds are pretty much depleted for the fiscal year. The fiscal year ends June 30th. We do have some funding left in the general supplies fund. And we have $15 left in dues and fees. So the general supplies fund, I was talking to Chris about, if you want to see it now, you can see. I was talking to Chris about looking into purchasing tidbits in the field. So what we do is for our stream temperature monitoring, we actually we swap out hobos and we actually transfer data from tidbits. And it seems like it's an easier process in transferring data on site than swapping out.
I've never done the swap out myself, but just
Right.
from the tidbits, it's extremely easy and I do enjoy
Right.
doing it.
So I think I would suggest that we consider purchasing two hobo tidbits to add to our collection of stream temperature monitoring equipment. And but I'd like to run this by Peter Van Dyne first. And we have another month until our fiscal year expires. So next month at this time, we would maybe appropriate 165 times two, and then subtract the 77, whatever the initials.
I mean, like the shuttle could be doable. I'm sure it's saying, fine. I'll be finally carrying
Yeah,
that stuff out
right.
there.
Right.
So
Yep.
it's not like necessary to get the tidbits. I'm sure we can work around
Oh,
it.
do you have to turn all those on? Just half, please. Thanks. It's so fluorescent. Okay. I guess so. Really need them on? There you go. Perfect. That's a nice compromise. Thanks, Matt. So 77.65 is what we would subtract from 165 times two. So what's 165 times two?
165, 165, 330, 330 minus 70, what? 260.
330 minus 77.65.
77.
77.
So 330 minus 77, that's 253.
Guys are quick. Hear that, Brenda? How fast they are? They're mathematicians. Oh, she's got her computer. Okay. Okay. So that then we'll work on that for next month. And we'll try to talk to Peter and ask him how many hobos we have left. But Matt, you're experienced when it comes to stream temperature monitoring. Don't you think it's easier to have a tidbit than a hobo?
I would imagine it is. I mean, what would be the, is there any kind of trade-off, barely like accuracy?
That's a really good question because we are learning that the tidbit battery life is showing signs of
Yeah, it's about like 5 years, they said. If it collects it like every minute with Bluetooth always on, something along those lines. But we're doing it every hour.
Yeah,
So
so
it's not like the batteries are like five of them for $10. It's kind of negligible. It's just like, do you want to like go there physically and remove it and change the battery?
yeah. We do need to consider cost comparison because just because we have lost how many in my 6 years?
Two actually,
We've lost two
just
in
two.
6 years, so
We've
yeah.
almost lost four,
Yeah.
but we've recovered those.
Yeah,
Yeah.
hopefully with our updated anchoring protocol,
Yes. Yes.
anchoring and locational
Tethering.
tethering protocols,
Yep.
we can sort of obviate that. So yeah, I mean, my only question would be what's the trade-off of tidbit versus hobo? I mean,
Well, the trade-off, I think, is the amount of time it takes for the person to prepare ahead of time, like a swap versus a tidbit. So a swap actually requires a person to have an activated hobo in a metal iron, ready to go to swap. So you got to carry that in your pack. It's really dirty.
Oh yeah, you don't gotta
And
tell
no, and so as opposed to having a tidbit. Oh, it's just a swap right
me
here. It's a phone. It just saves a step. It's not that, it seems like it's more efficient, but
And so the trade-off is one of labor.
labor, I think, and efficiency and time.
Time.
Yeah, which is labor. Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah, if you need the swap, then you need two hobos for one location. That's what it sounds
Right,
like. I've
right.
never done it before.
I know. See, that's the other thing.
Need
We
to do.
really don't have the expert opinion, Peter Van Dyne.
I
You
texted him
know.
today and I called him. He didn't respond. So I wasn't able to.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, we can actually talk about this when we get to data collection and transfer working group, which he's heading up. So there's actually DEP had a meeting which he attended, so we can talk about that. But pretty much for the for this part of the agenda, I think we can table the purchase of this until we get an opinion from Peter Van Dyne.
You want me to email Pat Young and find out what SRWP is?
That'd be great.
I'll do.
Yeah. Tidbits versus hobos. That'd be a really good opinion. Yeah, thank you. Great. So anything else on that? Any other questions about the finance report? All right. So next is Trails Day and on the Nathan Hale Greenway.
Oh, sorry, I didn't want to bring this on minutes. So
Yes.
was Brenda reimbursed for Earth Day t-shirts, or we just said something about she wasn't reimbursed for something?
That's coming up. Earth Day is coming up. We could talk about that under
It's
Earth Day.
just on the minutes it says she received the reimbursement.
Oh,
And
yes, she did. Yep.
she did. Okay.
Yes. Yep. Correct. Right, Brenda, you got the reimbursement, right?
For what?
Earth Day t-shirts.
Yes, that's all set.
Yes. Yep. Okay. So we'll move on to Trails Day. Trails
Okay.
Day is at the Nathan Hale Greenway, and that is coming up in June. It's June 6th at 10 a.m. with a heavy rain date of June 7th. And I will share with you the details. I guess I won't. Thought I had it here. But anyway, so we're meeting at 10 a.m. at the Stony Road entrance. We're hiking 3 miles. This time we're instead of going to the right or to the east, we will be heading left to the west. And that will be the extent of our hike all the way to the Vernal Pool, which is the site of our tidbit that we have in the Vernal Pool, along with the site of where we conducted a stream salamander survey. So it's 3 miles. It's a mile and a half, but the trail is really nice. It's been blazed now. It's officially blazed.
Okay.
We got permission from Gwen to take down the pink ribbons. So if you're ever in there, hiking from Stony Road to the Vernal Pool, like towards the behind of Munson's, take down those pink ribbons.
Okay.
They don't have to be up anymore.
No more need for bushwhacking because last time we were in the, we were venturing into all kinds of things that men should not be venturing into.
Right. No, they went right in where Alan and I put the trail. Who to they told us it was private property, and then they did some research and they found out that it's actually on state land. So we're good. It's a documented trail. It's been advertised. So it should be fun. Hopefully you guys can be there. And I do have t-shirts for our co-leaders, which are you and Alan. Alan is co-leader as well. So that's Trails Day, and that's coming up on June 6th. Any other questions about that? Nope.
I'm sorry, so you said that the trail is starts at Stony Road.
Yes.
Is it connecting to six or is it connecting to south?
It goes to six. It
But
goes to the other. West. It goes west.
yeah, so yes. So if you know where South Road is.
I don't know.
Okay. So South Road, so when you just right near the Giglio farm, Rockland Farms. I've been here long enough that to me it's gonna be forever the Giglio farm. So Stony actually breaks to the right.
Yeah.
And south continues kind of straight on. So the entrance is just shy of where it intersects with six. It's going to be the parking lot's going to be on the left-hand side
Okay.
as you head down the hill. If you hit the self-store place, you go too far. Actually, wait a minute. The self-store place is on south.
I'm sorry, I just got an email from Alan. He didn't get the agenda. I don't know why. I thought it was sent to everybody. Could you send him your version of it? Thanks.
Store.
Yeah, I think
Thank
it
you. Okay. I'm just wondering if on our shows, but probably not. It was just late.
It's actually, you can bring up OpenStreetMap.com. You ever used that before? It's amazing. It's got everything. Every trail there is everywhere. Actually, it was sent out from the town. They put it on the bulletin board. Are you on the bulletin board? Did you sign up for that? If you go on to the town of Bolton's website, you can sign up for the bulletin board, and they send out bulletins like every 2 weeks, sometimes more frequently. And they did send out a map of the Nathan Hale Greenway on that bulletin board. All right, so any other questions on Trails Day? All right, so just so you know, we've been doing this probably close to 20 years now. It's amazing how we've been going all over town, mostly, Freda Park, basically, up to the old growth forest. We've done that, Bolton Notch State Park, and now the Nathan Hale Greenway. So we've been doing this on a frequent basis, and usually Matt Largess is our special guest, but he's got a bio blitz to go to in Rhode Island, so we will be basically our special guest, our conservation commission. We will all be leading, including the new members. So we'll entertain the public, and just by hiking, that's all. By eating, juggling. No, actually, so if you look at the description on the Trails Day event, did you see the link? Oh, that's too bad. If you look at the description, it's pretty good. It's about the area itself, pro forestation. It's about the amazing trees that exist in there. It's on the agenda. There's a link on the agenda. So yeah, it's a beautiful spot, and there's been questions from people that have attended in the past as to whether we could propose that to be a natural area preserve, because the fact that it's so unique and unfragmented. And we were there about 3 weeks ago. You were with us, right?
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
that's
we
me. It was during the heat wave.
during the heat wave, right? We went up to the vernal pool. And we actually retrieved the data from the tidbit, which you have, right?
Oh yeah,
I
made a
have,
graph.
right? Made a graph on that. So that was fun. So it's a really cool place.
We saw like the love trees and all the special trees up there,
Yeah,
the
yeah,
unique
yeah.
ones.
It was fun. All right. So next is choose date for riffle bite assessment at Herrick Park Lodge. And the choices are October 3rd, October 17th, and November 7th. And I think we had tabled this from the last meeting.
Yeah, I was thinking, I remember we tabled it.
I think Caitlin was the one was.
So the options are October 3rd. October 3rd, I'm available.
You are? Okay.
Yeah. And November 7th, I'm not.
Interestingly enough, my weekend availability is the exact same.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm available the 3rd, but the 17th and the 7th are both out.
Well, the 17th, just so you know, that's the day before our peak foliage hike. So that would be a really crazy weekend for the Conservation Commission. So
Yeah.
10/3 is usually earlier in the year, and sometimes it's dry, and that's a concern we have because we can't have a riffle assessment if there's no riffles. There has to be a good flow of water. So we'll shoot for 10/3. Does that work for you?
Oh yeah. Well, I'm assuming it does. I don't have my schedule
Yeah,
planned
it's a
out that
long
far
way
in
up.
advance, but I was gonna say do it earlier, but it's still
How
late.
about you,
Yeah.
Brenda?
I'm looking.
Horse
Yeah.
shows?
No horse shows. Frank's got a fishing tournament, but I'm free.
Awesome.
Okay. October.
Awesome. We have that should be a good, that's a great crowd. We have experience, and actually you were there last year
Oh
too.
yeah, I
So
was.
all of us are experienced in conducting a riffle bioassessment. That's going to be terrific. That's
Awesome.
awesome. Great news. All right, so I will let the town know that the 3rd of October is the date that we choose, And we will meet at the Herrick Park Lodge, and that's where we will assemble. We'll do pretty much a PowerPoint presentation, and actually, I'm hoping you could get updates from the DEP volunteer site there, the contact you have. I forgot her name.
I'm not really sure either, to be honest. I'm
Yeah,
not good with
but
names.
if there's any changes, one of the things that I was reminded to do, and even reminded, did everybody see the underwater video of the vernal pool? Did you see that? You didn't see that. You saw it.
Yep, it's
Underwater.
good.
Underwater. Oh, it's amazing. So I actually bought
So I did
pictures.
send out the agenda. I don't know if you've heard back.
You did what? Oh, you did? Really? Okay. So guess what? I was thinking of the fact that you might not have seen it. I printed out some photos of amazing. So this is actually a photo of the glowing
All
yellow
right.
spotted salamanders, Egnat.
Or vernal pool?
This is the vernal pool in Vernon. There's a different vernal pool, but the guy, and this is actually wood frogs mating, which is pretty wild. And here's a view of the underwater camera from the angle at water level.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I did watch that. Yes.
You didn't see that. Okay. You saw that.
Oh yeah, they're much,
Yep.
clearer than I expected, considering how like
And
deep
Brenda saw
the
it, right?
water was.
Yep.
So
Yep.
one of the things I was reminded is that not only should we wash our or sterilize our boots after each site, RBV site, but the guy who puts that GoPro in when he goes from one vernal pool to the other has got to clean that GoPro
Oh, nice.
because there's a real chance of it being contaminated from different fungus. It's one of the things Ed Pollack said at the vernal pool presentation that they did with composting, which was really good. That was a good turnout. That's something we have to remind ourselves of, bringing some bleach. It's a very low ratio of bleach and water, but I usually bring a big a bin where we can just either dip our feet in or we can actually wash them. And then
Didn't we like not wash our boots last time?
don't remember.
Don't think we did. Oh,
I think we had the We only went to one site. That's why I
I
feel.
thought we did like two sites.
Did we do two sites? Oh, we had different boots.
Okay, yeah.
I think so. That was, I know there was a reason why we didn't have to, but we have to be cognizant of that. That definitely is an issue of transferring bacteria or whatever is in one stream to the other. All right. Any other questions on that? Because we did make a motion to do that. So let's make a motion to change the date of the RBV from 10. When was it, Brenda? Do you have your calendar handy?
When we had it last year?
No, this year, what it says on the calendar?
No, I don't have it handy.
I can look. You're outside.
It should be on the wall over there, though, right?
Yep, I got it here. So it's advertised on this as October 24th. So we will change it from October 24th to October 30th.
Well, I make a motion to change the Lyle assessment from October 23rd to October 3rd, 2026.
Great.
Second. Second. Any more questions, comments? Hearing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, motion's carried. Thank you. Okay, next. Did we get Alan on there yet? No? Don't know why you didn't get. I could have sworn I sent it to everybody. I would never forget Alan.
Well, I sent it to both his Gmail and his Domus Kids, and apparently his Domus Kids is not his Domus Kids thing bounced back.
Oh, okay. Gonna call him. All right, so next on the agenda is the outreach efforts. Yes, Alan. For some reason your Domus Kids is bouncing back.
I sent it to your Gmail.
But I'm gonna put you on speakerphone, okay? Cool beans. Where there's a will, there's a way. Right, let it be known that Alan Bicknell has joined our meeting at 7:29.
Okay.
Say hi, Brenda.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Brenda.
All right, we can hear.
I'm not
Great.
sure why it's not accepting this.
How are you feeling, buddy?
Did I miss anything?
No, we just, yes, you missed. We just made a motion. The only official thing we did besides approving the minutes was to change the date from October 23rd to October 3rd, the Riffle Bio assessment. So we might want to mark that on your calendar for October 3rd.
Okay.
Hopefully that works for you. How are you feeling?
Kind of crappy.
Yeah, that's too bad. You sound.
It sounded a little rough for, sounded a little worse for wear.
It's I started into a coughing jag. It's kind of scary, actually.
Oh, jeez. Well,
But I do feel better, but
that's good.
and I don't have much of a temperature.
That's good too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll try to move along quickly here, get this over with. We're actually on item 5.0. We're actually down to the third one, outreach efforts and results of Earth Day celebration at Frey Park. Okay, so the Earth Day efforts, we put a lot of effort into as far as outreach, by having a great poster done by Caitlin. Thank you very much, Caitlin. It was fantastic. You do a great job in the posters. I think we found a poster master. Yeah, she's going to be mastering our postering. Master poster? Poster master? That's how'd you do that? That's a pretty cool sound. Anyway, it was really good, and so our target audience is Facebook, and I don't think it's working, honestly. I don't think that Facebook, I think we should have more than that. I think we should really have emails that are I think they're a little bit more personal. But it's hard. It's hard because, whoever gets stuck doing that has to give up an email that's going to have tons of kickbacks, and you're going to get emails down the road. I mean, if there's a way that we could streamline that, what are your thoughts?
Was it put on everything bulletin in the bulletin sites?
Yes, it was put on everything Bolton. We had a great flyer. It was advertised everywhere. It was put on the bulletin board. It was put on our Facebook site, and we posted with our Facebook site. I posted on everything Bolton. So, there was pretty good outreach in that sense. But I think our most effective outreach is when we have every event. We have a policy that was promoted by Matt, to have people sign up. We have a clipboard. And we have a signature. Basically, the people sign their name with their email address, and there's questions. Do they want to receive a calendar come fall? Do they want to be notified of events like Trails Day? They say yes or no, and they leave us their email address. And do you want us to contact you by text or by email? And that is generated every event we have. But somebody has to tabulate that.
Do we have an email?
Yes.
We do have a contact list, the most recent version of which I had sent to you not too terribly long.
The one that's conservation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty active email. I was like looking at that the other day, and it's like I never knew it was right. If I scroll down below R. Parley at Bolton CT.
Oh, there's a conservation of Bolton
Yeah.
CT. Okay, well, conservation of Bolton CT.gov. I mean that in all conceivability should be where the emails are coming from. It should be sent from. There may be a way to automate it, and actually I just kind of tripped over something in my mind, where if people want to be notified of upcoming events, it almost makes sense to sort of pop those addresses out into a populate a separate list with those addresses, and then almost get an email chain going with those addresses, so that just send them a start with a thank you for coming to such and such event, and your interest in being notified of future events. Looking forward, looking forward to seeing you, something of that language. And then for those emails that for those people who did indicate that they are interested in being notified of future events, notify them almost individually, more personally, kind of thing there in sort of keep those emails flagged, starred, what have you. You could, because you can star, important conversations. Keep those starred. As far as automating, semi-automating the process, since we know about the Riffle Bio, since we know about the Riffle Bio happening and Trails Day, you could almost. I know that there's some email platforms that have the capacity to delay sending, where you can create, where you can like create a draft and then set it to, and then set it to time it to send,
Is it Outlook?
if
And then you can delay. Yeah, I did that with work.
you delay send.
Get ahead of my work and I'll put an email
I
about
was
it.
gonna
That's
say
pretty
work
good.
smarter, not harder.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I am completely unfamiliar with Copilot. Full disclosure, I am AI cautious cum averse. I won't lie to anybody. I saw 2001 A Space Odyssey at a very impressionable age.
Oh, Hal. Poor Hal.
No offense to Hal, no offense to Copilot or ChatGPT or any other AI that may be listening, but it's not you, it's me.
Anyway, we can talk
Well,
about this.
it's
Go
got
ahead.
issues, I can assure you.
Yeah, so I think that so Matt is our outreach coordinator. Forgot to mention that. Matt has been basically the keeper of all these emails on a spreadsheet. You have actually have an Excel spreadsheet, and so that's something that we can talk about. We should hash this out at the next meeting. Maybe we can focus on this at the next meeting.
It may require some. It may require some sort of one-on-one, perhaps with. I mean, I don't know if Novus might be of assistance with that, or
I can ask.
some sort of tech support to really, or even some sort of freebie business. I would say since you and Copilot have an existing relationship.
No, I just for the, for the, for the, I'm really unhappy with Outlook. I don't like it at all. I think it's very user unfriendly. When you get used to Gmail and then Outlook pops along, it's a
Yeah,
different
it's
animal.
different.
Yeah, and I don't really care for it. But
But yeah,
it
I'd
doesn't
say
mean we can't use it. And actually, I was talking to Chris about signing on, getting him to have access to this, the one you set up, the conservation at
at boltct.gov.
boltct.gov. It's we have you set up a
I thought it was a I thought it was a secondary box inbox to yours. I think it's a secondary
Yes,
inbox.
it's a secondary box. So he
Yeah,
was asking
so
me,
it would need to so one would need to log into yours and then to
oh,
get into
really?
that.
Oh,
And
really?
the
So what we'd want to do is have him
Yeah, and
have his own.
the authenticator is key to your phone.
I see. That make sense?
Some degree. I don't know what you're talking about. It's kind of like a subgroup email.
Yeah, at
Yep.
my work, we have like a few different other shared email boxes. So everyone has their own personal. And then there's the shared box that you have to request access so the MFA doesn't go over to your box.
MFA is
The
multi-factor
authentication.
multi right, the second time. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Double-factor.
I have no problem with that.
So I don't know if the Bolton email addresses from the Conservation Commission, that would be a
We
great
try
partner.
that.
I think we tried that, and they were only gonna spring for the R Parley, which
So we have, why do we have two then? Why do we have Conservation Commission?
again, I think that's
So I think to separate. So like if I mean you don't necessarily want to, I mean you do actually because you put your personal email on the things all the time. But
No, I try not to. I
for
mean,
the events the flyers,
this
if
R
you put it in
Parley. R
comments,
Par that's not my
yeah.
personal. That's my Outlook account.
Oh, okay.
I have my personal Captundra is my
Oh,
personal, right?
yeah. Okay.
I try to keep it separate. Yep.
Yes, okay. Because you're, are you full time? You're, are you a full time employee with the town?
No,
No,
I'm just a
you're.
volunteer. I'm retired from Connecticut Transit after 42 years, so I'm enjoying life, is volunteering as much as I can.
Like a personal work one and then a Concom one. That's
Yeah, well,
cool.
probably because of the fact that we used to have a GIS workstation right in that cubicle. We still do. We still have access to the computer because we had GIS and we've been at it for so long. And I guess maybe because I've been at it for so long,
That
maybe
you're
too long.
feeling
I'm
something.
not not a staff person. I wish we did have staff joining us at our meetings. It'd be great. But I think that we should work on this between now and next month, and between now and the time we lose Matt. Matt will be moving on and driving off into the sunset. Actually,
Well, I mean, I won't. I mean, I'll still, I'm not going to disappear completely. I'm still
right.
willing to help out with, trip. I'm just, definitely going to be able to help out with Trails Day. I should be available for kids to parks.
That's great. That's coming up. That's good.
RBV,
RBV too.
RBV,
Wow.
should be available for that.
Cool.
Work parties, with enough forward notice. I'm going to be working on getting my critical care certification, which I've
Ah,
been eligible
I knew
for
it.
the last
I knew
who
it.
knows how long, but I'm
Good
finally
for
nailed
you.
down.
Now, what does
So
that do for you, though? What is that?
endorses the skills that I've
Okay.
accumulated over the last 20 some odd years, and other professional undertakings as well.
We were kidding around. We were thinking you're going to join another commission or something like, it's like the Economic Development Commission. No, don't get, there is no such thing.
Come back. You're actually making that. You're making his own commission.
Oh, that's what the plan is, right? Affordable
You weren't supposed to tell him.
Housing Commission. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Yeah. So anyway,
It's gonna be a bunch of converted in cargo containers.
so. Is it okay if we kind of narrow this down to what we move on to in between now and next month? Can we talk about this and maybe Chris also? Because with his committee, he's actually heading up this data collection and transfer working group, which is pretty much about acquiring and tabulating all the data, securing all the data that we've acquired. Brenda already put all the photo contest photos we've had in the last 25 years onto a flash drive. We got a 2 GB flash drive, two
That sounds kind of
terabyte,
small,
two
but yeah.
terabyte, two terabyte
It's
flash drive. All right,
better.
two terabyte. All right, and that's coming your way. It's actually next was supposed to go to Peter. Peter was supposed to download all his temperature data, and that's what we're waiting for. That's where it's stuck. So once we get that temperature data, it'll go to you. And actually, I have all kinds of natural resource inventory data that I can add to it. So we do have an effort to archive a lot that we've done. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I remember when 3.5 inch floppies in the 512 megabytes. Man, those were the stuff.
You know.
Like YouTube videos on them and stuff like that.
You know, we got a grant from UTC, the vice chair of the Conservation Commission in 1980, no, 97, worked at UTRC, and he got us a $2,000 grant. He got us a computer with a plot scanner and a, who made it? HP camera that you put a floppy disk in. And it was really the highest graphic camera there was, and we used that. And it was pretty good until it got outdated. Now it didn't have a lot of megabytes. But actually that's what got us going, and we had a GIS. I actually have a license still in GIS, but it's 3.1, and now they're like 22 point something ArcView GIS. It's crazy. But anyway, so did you want to talk about this at all? Any ways that you were asking me how you could get a tag on to my commission, Bolton Conservation Commission at AOL, boltonct.org. It's not AOL. Be all right with AOL. boltonct.org. So you were asking me how you would get on, and we would have to obviously, there was a way for you to do it.
But it only lasts 30 days,
Send
right?
me the code every time or something. Yeah, that
Yeah,
expires.
that's not, and yeah, that's not going to work. Right. So we can meet with
I mean, I do notice that with mine when they do the MFA, the call or text
Yep.
thing. If I just get a call, then I can just hit pound and then it hangs up automatically. That's pretty quick as opposed to a type in a number now. And yeah.
So why is it when I go on to Outlook, one of the problems I have is every time I go on to Outlook, it says, oh, we need to sign you up first. Are you familiar
Oh,
with
because
that?
you have another tab open. Like, if you have multiple tabs open on your computer, one of them might open the email.
No, but my computer's shut off and I go on for
Yeah.
the next day and it has to sign me out first. And I'm getting on for the first time. Why is that? I don't know. It's kind of a pain because I have to sign in twice. I have to sign out. That's, I don't know why it does that, but anyway, we can talk about that. So that's the outreach effort. So we really didn't have Earth Day celebration was not a celebration. We were kind of like, it was,
I do have some notes about that too.
yes.
That was a lot of stuff. It was the walk to the park, it was the bioassessment,
Yep.
and then it was the fairy houses.
Right.
I feel like if I could say,
Yeah.
like, so it's definitely geared to kids, which
Yep.
is great because there's definitely kids in Bolton.
Right.
I know there's a large junior population too. So, like, maybe, I don't know, like, maybe catering some events to kids, some events for seniors might be beneficial. I know that like DEP had a really amazing turnout about there was a presentation about bald eagles at the library, and I was picking up some books and I walked into like roaring laughter and like I mean people were really into it and I stuck around for a little bit.
Wow.
So like I feel like there's a very active senior community. So like maybe we can alternate. Also maybe like condensing it because I feel like the fairy house is like a kid could create a fairy house for a long time. Like, I don't like, I feel like looking at like communities and like working together and things like that. But I feel like those are a few different age ranges, so it might be good for like a group of kids. Like, I'm not really sure, I'm just giving feedback and thinking.
Yeah, so historically we've had pretty good success with the very short amount of time that the kids take. We usually give them what, Brenda, half an hour, 30
Yeah.
minutes,
Yep.
15, excuse me, to make their fairy house. And it's really creative, it's really fun for the parents and the kids. They're both involved, they're engaged, and it's all about presenting what they think is the best fairy house. And it gets really funny and creative, and there's some roaring laughter in the woods. There's laughing in the woods, which is kind of cool. And then when they get their prize, like a t-shirt, and a fairy house, that Brenda has with lights on it, they're just walking away and they're just loving it. They're just so happy to be there. So Brenda thought that it was just the timing. The weather turned really cold.
Okay.
We
Right,
did put
Brenda?
out an email that said like we're still gonna have
Yes.
we're
Yes.
gonna be running.
It was going to rain and it never did. It was supposed to pour, but it
No.
never did. Right?
It was
No.
morning,
Right.
pretty good.
Oh, that's right.
So,
Right.
and I just for my 2 cents worth,
Yep,
I
you were
could
there.
imagine little kids,
Yeah.
rolling around in the wet leaves and
Right,
everything.
right.
So I think that definitely was a major contributor to the issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's give ourselves an E for effort, but understand that sometimes the weather isn't on our side. And I think that was a perfect example. But I still think we could do a better job with personalized outreach by starting a list of people that want to be part of a list, asking them. And you know how you get these things all the time, like feel free to let us know if you don't want to be on the list. I see that a lot of times. I said, this is when they send you a notice, and I forgot how they word it, but they put something in there
Subscribe,
like,
unsubscribe kind of thing there.
yeah, if please let us know if you'd like to unsubscribe. They're always offering that option. So that's something we could offer as well. But anyway, Brendan didn't have to spend any money on fairy
Nope.
house prizes, even though we allotted X amount.
Did
Yeah.
anyone go? No, it was
It
zero.
was just Alan and I, and
Yeah, I didn't receive the email. I assumed it was canceled just because of the rain and the cold weather.
And Brenda, L I am Brenda. And Brenda's kids had to go, so they normally come, but it was probably too cold for them too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, you ever hear of a listserv?
Oh, no.
It's like outdated. It's amazing how outdated listservs are now.
Wait,
Is it?
what was it again?
Listserv.
Listserv.
Listservs?
No, listserv. Listserv.
What is that?
It's an email software. It's an email list software application. It's actually a trademark name for a software application, registered, silent. Yeah, software applications in general, but more properly applied to a few early instances of such software, allows you a sender to send one email to a list. So I'm wondering if there's a way of
Setting
maybe
up a listserv.
setting up a list.
Can you look at that? That'd be great if you can.
Right. I know in Outlook you can create groups. So if you had multiple people that were interested in emailing, sending you the email, or even filling out a spreadsheet, I don't know what capacity you have Office if it's just Outlook, but if we had like spreadsheet, there's so many things. I don't know how
Yeah,
to help
we
you.
can. We asked if we could get that, and we never followed through with it. But that was part of the package, remember? They were supposed to give us Office, the suite. Yep.
Yeah. So there's like you can create groups, you could have people sign up for things, you can share things with the public. Like I'd be curious to what capacity, like what applications they have purchased on 365. Because that's what I work with Director. There's a bunch of things they can like we could technically do surveys and doing all sorts of things. So
Yeah,
if we
surveys
wanted
like
people,
composting surveys would be great.
if we wanted people to like RSVP for attending, like we could just add, tack on a question to that survey and be like, oh, if you're interested in learning more, send us your email. And then all of those answers can be generated to a self spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And we just copy and paste that email column.
So this is associated with Outlook, right? This is all attached to Outlook.
It's
It's part
through
of that.
Office
It's like a suite.
365.
Right.
That's one of the
Outlook is
applications
part of that.
that they
Yeah.
They do. They do. As a matter of fact, they asked me if
no,
I
but
wanted.
Outlook
Oh.
is one of the applications
It's one of the
on the list.
components of Office 365.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so because I mean, my brain was flashing back to I think it was because you mentioned being at work. And I just found myself thinking, wait a minute, I remember when I was working at Hartford Hospital, there was actually a MICU listserv, where just it, there was just tons of stuff. But that's not the point, because I found myself thinking, is there a way of potentially doing a Bullet Conservation Commission listserv? So I'll do some poking around about
Okay.
potential free
Okay.
listserv. I'll keep you looped in.
And just for your information, the company that takes care of all the IT for the town of Bolton is called Novus. And it's a very easy call for them for free. We get free tech support. So I can call the selectman's office and they will call me back within a day or two. And they'll give me as much time as they want. They're really good. So I can call them and ask as well.
As long as they give us rights, I'm good with the IT stuff. Because
Yes.
that's another thing is that, like, although I'm not confused, there's always so many restrictions because they don't want you to have to do anything.
Good point. Good point. Okay. So anything else on outreach efforts? So Matt is our outreach coordinator, and eventually as you leave, we will look for a new outreach coordinator, or maybe Chris will step into that role.
I'm not the best at it. I can see what I can do. But I know for like outreach, one thing that works well is just like the physical, like the flyers and the posters, like on the trails.
Yep.
Because I know they had like a meeting for the Rails to Trails recently I went to, and they just used the physical flyers. And it was like 60 people showed up, and they were surprised at how many people showed up. But it's like, all right, if you use these trails, you're going to see these flyers.
So what Rails to Trails was that? Which one?
It's Literally, the one
Hop
that goes through
River.
the Bulletin Lounge. Yeah, the Hop River Trail. It was like the
All
Hop
right.
River Trail
Nice.
Lounge. And
Nice.
it's
Yep.
like, it was like a,
Yep.
what do you call it?
They're very
There was on the
organized.
side of the
Yeah.
trail that said, meeting, the state, this
Oh, it was like a
location.
work party kind of thing? You went to a work party or was it a meeting?
It was a meeting. It was like a volunteer type thing. Like the social media, you have to like opt into it and find it yourself. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like.
QR code. Are you
Okay.
not on social
No,
media?
I'm not. But you can
Anyway,
definitely post the QR codes. Yeah. That's.
let's keep this in the back burner for
Yeah.
now.
Yeah, I don't think many people look at the bulletin boards either. That's another problem. Because if there's like, a sign that's right next to the trail, people will look at it. They don't like, look at the
Right.
bulletin board, see if there's a new
Right.
flyer on
Right.
it. Stuff like that.
We're gonna talk about this again as we get down this agenda here. There'll be another opportunity to talk about outreach. But let's move on to Kids to Parks Day. So, Kids to Parks Day is coming up, and it is. Let me see if I can put a flyer here.
Yay.
Sunday, May 17th. And it's actually two events. One is what happened to my information here? Anyway,
Local.
oh yeah, maybe, no, it's not that. Here we go. It's all the flyers I have separated from all the documentation. Okay, so it's National Kids to Parks Day, and the Conservation Commission has been involved with this for probably 5 years now. I want to say it's like the fifth or sixth year, maybe even longer. And it's run by pretty much organized by the Recreation Department, the Bolton Rec Department, and we have a new rec director for the town, and he's actually been helping me organize this. His name is Carter Cocardo. Carter has actually reached out to us to ask us if we wanted to be involved again, because we normally pick a park. That's one of the prerequisites, got to be in a park. So we used to go to Hare Park, and now we're going to Indian Notch Park. And I said, well, what do you think about having another park involved, like in the morning doing a hike at Freya Park? Great idea. I loved it. So we're doing a hike at Freya Park, and the Conservation Commission members are welcome to be part of that. It's going to be 1.2 miles total. Dogs are prohibited, proper footwear and clothing encouraged. No registration is required. Meet at the commuter lot, and we're going to take the Kempf Trail to the Schnipset Trail. We will depart at 10:10 a.m. for 1.2 miles. So that's the morning hike. And I already asked the two scouts if they could be part of that, and I'm still waiting for confirmation on that. The Eagle Scouts, potential Eagle Scouts. And then the other afternoon part starts at 2 o'clock, and that's a field day at Indian Notch Park, where we will be joining other organizations such as Bolton Prevention Council, and other groups, basically where we're going to table and offer their recycling challenge, which is part of our table. We have a recycling at 2 o'clock, and that's at Indian Notch Park. And I'm not sure about a table. Brenda, can I borrow a table from you by chance for that Sunday? Are you going to be busy? Do you have access to a free table? No, you're muted. I can't read your lips. I'm not sure.
But PJ squawking, that's why I muted it. I've got a 6 foot table.
Okay, great. If they don't have one, I will borrow that from you, but I will ask if they're going to provide a table. I'm almost positive they're going to provide a table, but just
Okay.
to make sure, just to double check. So we
Okay.
actually have a really cool, Caitlin, have you seen our trifold, our exhibit
No.
tabletop? It's pretty cool. And have you ever actually taken our recycling challenge yet? Ooh. So it's kind of tough. Oh, not everybody wins. Actually, everybody wins.
I was going to say, that's not a true statement.
That's not true. Everybody wins. It's not that tough. I'm just trying to scare you, but it's fun.
Candy, too.
It's what?
And I said, you got to buy more candy.
Yeah, I know.
Are we going to hand out candy for the winners from Munson's again?
I don't know what else you're gonna do.
Yeah, I guess I should. All right, so I guess we got to appropriate some funding for that.
Give out plants. Give out seeds.
Ooh.
Munson's candy.
Munson's candy, yeah, the chocolates are the best. All right, so how about if we, what did we appropriate last time? Like, way too much. I mean, we
It's
had,
like $50 or something.
yeah, that was, we could probably cut that in half because we had two events that we were promoting. We were actually at a, we did two events for those. So I think $25 would probably be more than enough worth of chocolate, little chocolate. I don't know what they have. I usually only buy them during the holidays. Have you been? They have presents? Okay. So we can do chocolate presents. Do you like dark chocolate or milk chocolate? Same here. Both. Both.
Months is dark.
All right. Wait, I like the dark. You got dark or light?
I see
Well,
the
neither.
difference.
Neither.
They
Okay.
have ones that are wrapped up too, because just in case May 17th is a hot day, they're gonna melt.
Oh, good point. They're wrapped up. So do you like the dark or the light, Brenda?
Oh, I sneeze if I eat dark. It's healthier for you, but I always sneeze if I eat dark. So don't worry
Okay.
about
All right. All right. That's funny.
Also, we need
Yeah.
like a garbage can or something so they don't throw the wrappers on the ground.
That's a good point too. Yep. Yeah, we nothing worse than wrappers on the ground.
And they're
All right,
not
so
wrappers either.
let's appropriate $25 out of the Conservation Activity Fund. How's that sound? Would somebody like to make that motion to be purchase $25 worth of chocolates at Munson's?
I will move to appropriate $25 out of the Conservation Activity Funds for Munson's Chocolates for Kids Parks Day.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Great. We got it. Caitlin seconded. She beat you to it, Brenda.
Fine.
If you were here, you beat her to it, but you're farther away.
Okay.
You're off in the Zoom land.
All right.
Anyway, so there's been a motion and a second. Is there any questions or comments? Any more discussion?
Nope.
Hearing none, all in favor? Significant question.
Quick question.
Yes.
Do we want to make closer for that, or is that already something that's advertised elsewhere?
He's already got this average. See, did you see this? Yep. Not as good as yours. Yours got footprints on it and it got a nice format. And it's also ADA, right? Compliant. Yours is.
Oh my.
Yeah. Right. That's why I like it. Yeah. It's kind of busy, but that's okay. It looks good. It's got the kids, the parks on it. All right. So there's been a motion and a second. And this would be out of the Conservation Activity Fund, Brenda. $25 to be appropriated out of the Conservation Activity Fund. And there's been a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion's carried. All right. So I will go to, so the good thing is, when I was there for Christmas ordering little chocolates for the recycling challenge for the Christmas winter fair, I asked about a nonprofit status. And she said, oh, here you go. She gave me a form, which I filled out and sent to the finance department. And so we are officially a nonprofit with Munson's. So we don't have to pay taxes.
Oh,
How cool is
tax
that?
food.
The town.
But
There's
I have a
food.
comment.
Hold on. Go ahead, Brenda. Did you something? Brenda was going to say something first. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No tax on food.
No tax at anything at Munson's. We are a nonprofit.
Right,
So
but
therefore, we're not going to pay tax.
okay.
So that's we and we I already started the paperwork and it's been approved. Go
Okay.
ahead, Alan.
I was going to say, if it's like a hot day, then that chocolate is going to melt like crazy. So maybe we should consider having a little cooler and like with ice packs in it or something so that we can at least keep the majority of the chocolate cool.
That sounds like a fantastic idea, Alan. I am 100% on board with you there. I mean, we could even, I mean, ice packs shouldn't be a problem either.
We could even add cold drinks in there too. Yeah.
Not beer.
Non-alcoholic, of course, right? But like, you know, some even ice spring water would be great. Poland spring water just to keep us hydrated. All right, that's a good idea. So, any more discussion on that at all? Did we already vote? We did.
We did.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
We
It's
did vote in the
unanimous.
front.
Okay, great. All right, great. So, any other questions on Kids to Parks Day? And by the way, it's on Sunday. There is no rain date.
So rain or shine, that's it. And actually, there's a, if you've been to Indian Dodge Park, there's a pavilion, which is kind of cool. So we might have to move into the pavilion, or it might be in the pavilion. Maybe that's where the tables are going to be. I will find out about the tables. All right, next.
Just
Go
a heads
ahead.
up, I'm going to
Sure.
be there. I can be there for the hike in the morning, but I can't be there for the afternoon.
Okay. Thanks.
Can I see that poster?
Yes.
Looking on their website, and I'm trying to, I don't really find them.
Okay. So next is compost bin and rain barrel delivery to Herrick Park. All right. So everybody's familiar with this flyer? You see this around? This flyer, Caitlin, wasn't made by us. It was another third-party flyer. But it does have a very important component on the top as a request from the Bentley Memorial Library that we advertise the fact that the Earth Machine composter is on display at the library.
Is it still?
It is still. And she wanted to actually get, it's probably in the way, but they sent this to me, requested that we include this in the flyer. So I said, so we just started posting this. Can we wait a few weeks? She said, no problem. So I hope they're not tripping over it. I hope it's not in their way. But eventually I have it marked down May 20, the day after, the Tuesday after Memorial Day. I'm going to go and pick it up and get it out of their way.
You
Yeah.
actually just reminded me of something. Keep going. I'll be right back.
Are there any tissues around here?
Are they
There's a
tissues?
bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, geez.
So,
what was the delivery date?
I'm sorry, Caitlin just asked the question. Go ahead, Caitlin.
Who does it on Facebook?
Who did?
Does it on Facebook?
I do.
You do?
Yep. Is it on there?
No, I'm trying to find it. Because I see, I'm looking for National Parks, Kids to Parks Day, Bolton, Connecticut, and previous years pop up first.
Huh.
So that's interesting.
Yeah. Well,
But
he is a new park director, so it's possible they didn't link it up with the national effort. Go ahead, Alan.
what time is the delivery at Herrick Park?
June 14th.
Oh yeah, June 14th is the delivery at Herrick Park. And that's going to be at 8:30. For the people that will come and pick that up. Actually, it will be from 10 to 12. Did you see this, Caitlin? This is a list flyer.
You need assistance, like
Yes, I do. I do need assistance. I would love to have people to be there to help me load this onto people's cars. They're really easy. They fit in the back seat of a car. They fold up, and they're the size of half the size of a garbage barrel. They actually fold into each other, and then there's a top, and then the slide, the side slide, and then the paper information that goes with it. So it looks like we've sold 10 so far. So there's going to be 10 individuals that would be coming to have them loaded into their car. The big truck is going to come at 8:30 to unload the 10. And then from 10 o'clock on, is it say 10 o'clock?
10 to 12, yeah.
10 to 12 p.m. is when we'll deliver. And I'm hoping that everybody shows up. Otherwise, I'll have to put them in my car and bring them to my house, where people will have to pick them up afterwards. But right now, there's 10, but I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more that will be purchased. I'm going to order two more, and actually two. I haven't ordered any yet. And I asked him when the deadline was, and he said he always brings extra. So he said the deadline is the day before. So we're really good for the deadline. So. And this is a pretty good deal because back, Brenda, when did we buy our Earth machines last? How long ago was that?
Oh, God. Over 10 years, I would think.
Yeah. And it was like $64 back then. And
Yeah.
now it's only 69. It's amazing. Only $5 in 10 years.
What
And I'm
did
getting,
we sell 10 of? The rain barrels or the compost?
he didn't say. He just said it looks like there's been 10 sold in Bolton. I'm not
Oh.
sure if there were individual transactions or those were individual components.
Oh.
But the rain barrel is a good deal too, $79.95. Just so you know, if you combine these two together, Caitlin, you take a nylon stocking and take the center of the compost after it's broken down and drape it into the rain barrel, and you can make a T. You can let steep, and then you have a they have a compost tea, which works really well. So it's great to put together. And the QR code is what allows you to sign up for it. So mark that on your calendars. Alan, are you going to be around to help out?
Yeah.
Great.
And what was that date? May.
June 14th.
June 14th. It's a Sunday.
Flag
from
Day.
10 to 12. What'd you say, Brenda?
I said it's Flag Day. Also Joey's birthday.
It is Flag Day. You're right. And it is Joey's birthday.
And
right.
It's Trump's birthday. But we won't go there.
Yeah, I can probably be there at 8:32 to help.
That'd be great. Yeah, let's bring some coffee. And wait for his delivery at, because he's got to go from Bolton back down to Middletown. He's making a round. So he's got a big box truck. And he's the New England regional manager. He's a really good guy. He's bent over backwards to help us do this. Yep. Question.
I clicked on the QR code,
mm-hmm.
Or I searched the QR code, and it popped up with the website. And then I clicked on the one for Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
And then I scrolled through, and it says there's a kit earth machine, which is $72.75. And then there's a kit one, which is $83.15. Or I don't see the rain barrel for sale on this.
There should be the same prices that you see on that flyer, because he's the one that designed that.
83.15.
Maybe that's with tax.
Maybe, but it looks like.
Yeah, that makes sense. 79.83.15 is with tax, probably. Right.
Right. I feel like they should have just put the tax.
On. Yeah, that's news to me. I didn't know he was including tax, but that makes sense. I guess it has to.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions about that?
Oh,
Alan.
Oh no, never mind. I was going to ask. So, never mind. I'm good.
You sure? Okay. All righty. So, hearing no more questions, we'll move off of compost bin and rain barrel delivery to Herrick Park on 6/14. We'll move on to the next item, which is the botany survey of the Boltonach Valley Falls watershed. So I did have a chance to send you the MOU. You must have received that today. Did you by chance see that in your email box? If you read your email yet? Probably not.
I did see it.
Okay.
It's weird that I didn't get the meeting invitation, but
I mean,
all the other emails.
I don't know, Alan. I don't know why. And then Matt tried to send it to you just now, and it kicked back from Domus Kids.
I sent it to your Gmail.
Oh, you sent it to the Gmail.
Well, I sent it to both.
To both, but a kickback from Domus Kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, if you could get on and take a look at the memorandum of understanding, I think it's something that is very well planned, and I think it's loaded with really good work. And so she is ready to go to work, waiting for the town to sign on to this. And I submitted the $700 to be taken out of our other professional services account. She is looking forward to working in the notch on the Bolton side of the watershed to perform these items that are listed on here. She also plans on canoeing Bolton Notch Pond. So this is being done in conjunction with Vernon as well. Vernon is performing their side of the survey. Again, this is just an update of the 1993 vascular plant study that was done.
So how long is she going to be with us?
So in this memorandum of understanding, she lists that she it'll be the work will occur during the 2026 growing season. So it looks like she will be out there this pretty much all spring and all summer until the growing season ends, the first frost probably.
Okay. And can we tag along at some point?
Yes. As a matter of fact, she invited me last week. She was going to walk along River Brook, but it was a late invite. I didn't get it till like 5 minutes before she was ready to leave, and so she basically went. I guess no. Actually, she didn't go that time. So she was working on. We were working on the MOU. There were some tweaks that had to be finessed a little bit. Like she had Vernon in here too, and I didn't want to have Vernon. Vernon's not included with
Right.
our MOU, so we removed Vernon, and she missed that, and she apologized, and she removed it. So otherwise, there is other information pretty much regarding the description of the area. I asked her to change the title. She called it the Valley Falls Pond Watershed, and I really wanted to call it the Bolton Notch and Valley Falls Pond Watershed, which is really what it is. It's actually both, and within Bolton. So that's pretty much it. Any more questions on the MOU?
Yes.
Yep.
So is she going to go up into the like basically the swamp that's above Bolton Notch State Pond?
Swamp above Bolton Notch State Park. Which swamp? Oh, you mean the Vernal?
Remember I showed you that on the map that's what feeds the Bolton Notch State Park pond.
Yes. As a matter of fact, she's following the old transects that Karen Sexton had. So she will be crossing that. She'll be going back from one side to the other. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
And she's also going to be including the old growth forest network property, where we have that rare assemblage of dwarf chestnut oak and bare oak and pitch pine. And
Mayflowers.
yep, there's mayflowers, and there's also that old man's beard, the lichen. So yeah, it's a pretty cool place up there. And she thinks that there might be a marble ribbon that allows that to happen by raising the pH. And she's also going to be, her focus is to find yellow lady slipper, because yellow lady slipper used to be fairly prominent in the notch, but it hasn't been sighted in quite some time.
I suppose she'll be mad if we try to paint one of the pink ones yellow.
Pretty funny. Even though you're sick, you still got a little humor there.
Yeah.
Sense of humor up there, wearing that one yourself.
Okay. So next is continuing business. Results of the composting vernal pool connection workshop at the library. Alan, did you want to talk about that?
Nope.
Nope, I guess not. Poor guy. You sound like you're composting a little bit yourself.
Very well attended in the library. There were lots of questions. The guy, I forget his name, he was really good
Ed
with
Pollack. Yep.
answering everybody's questions. Yeah.
Oh no, Ma, yeah, the other guy, Nick
Right.
Mullin.
And he was full of information, and my big takeaway on that was that I suggested that we consider starting a pilot program to see if we can do that in Bolton, because it just made so much sense. Because once again, food scraps are the heaviest weight in all garbage, and if we can minimize that, then everybody wins in the town. So.
Well, I did reach out to I actually thanked him. I wrote him a real nice thank you letter, and
So now that I'm sure Ricky's asleep, I want to get in there and give him a really good physical exam. I'll make sure he wasn't injured in the fall. So he looks just fine, but now I need to get in there and work against the clock, get everything we need done.
Each darkened sedative buys Michelle and Sierra less than an hour of time.
He has adult teeth.
This one?
I also have to think about other bears coming up in the next. there is a possibility that we're working on one there at a Mexico bait pile.
Awesome.